14. Overwhelm resistance with speed and suddenness. The Blitzkrieg strategy. In a world in which many people are indecisive and overly cautious, the use of speed will bring you untold power. Striking first before your opponents have time to think or prepare will make them emotional, unbalanced, and prone to error. When you follow with another swift and sudden maneuver, you will induce further panic and confusion. This strategy works best with a setup, a lull. Your unexpected action catches your enemy off guard. When you strike, hit with unrelenting force. Acting with speed and decisiveness will garner you respect, awe, and irresistible momentum. Slow, slow. Quick, quick. In 1218, Muhammad II, the Shah of Khwarizm, received a visit from three ambassadors on behalf of Genghis Khan, the leader of the Mongol Empire to the east. The visitors bore magnificent gifts and, more important, the offer of a treaty between the two powers that would allow the reopening of the lucrative Silk Road connecting China and Europe. The Shah's empire was immense, incorporating present-day Iran and much of Afghanistan. His capital, Samarkand, was fabulously wealthy. A symbol of his power and increased trade along the route would only add to these riches. Since the Mongols made it clear they considered him the superior partner in the deal, the Shah decided to sign the treaty. A few months later, a Mongol caravan arrived in the city of Otrar in the northeastern corner of the Shah's empire with the mission to buy luxury items for the Mongol court. The governor of Otrar suspected the men in the caravan of being spies. He had them killed, and he seized the goods they had brought to barter. Hearing of this outrage, Genghis Khan dispatched an ambassador escorted by two soldiers to the Shah, calling for an apology. The demand, which presumed to put the two empires on equal footing, incensed the Shah. He had the ambassador's head cut off and sent back to Genghis Khan. This, of course, meant war. The Shah was not afraid. His army, anchored by its well-trained Turkish cavalry, numbered over 400,000, at least twice the enemy's size. By defeating the Mongols in battle, the Shah could finally take over their land. He assumed the Mongols would attack Transoxiana, the easternmost part of the Shah's empire. Bordered to the east by the 500-mile-long Sir Daria River, to the north by the Kizil Qum Desert, and to the west by the Om Daria River, Troxiana's interior was also home to two of the most important cities of the empire, Samarkand and Bukhara. The Shah decided to establish a cordon of soldiers along the Sir Daria River, which the Mongols would have to cross to enter his empire. They could not cross from the north, the desert was impassable, and to go to the south would be too great a detour. Keeping the bulk of his army in the interior of Transoxiana, he would be able to place reinforcements where needed. He had an impregnable defensive position and superiority in numbers. Let the Mongols come. He would crush them.